Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Doug Rocky, who wrote the handbook for the Army and the Pentagon on DUs, had over 30 surgeries from exposure to DU. He's unable to join us because of medical treatment in D.C. at the VA. He recommended those, and the number one person that knows even more than he does is Dr. Christopher Busby. He is a chemist, physicist, so he understands both the chemistry and the physics. And he's one of the main advisors to the BBC for nuclear power plant incidents and disasters. Talking to him during the last break, he agreed that there's evidence of a cover-up. Meltdowns may have already occurred. He's with us for the next 45 minutes or so to look at this disaster and what we can expect with fallout. The government's saying now, yes, radiation will reach the West Coast probably tomorrow, but they're saying it's not a problem. Similar to what we heard in 86 from Chernobyl or from in the 70s with Three Mile Island. Dr. Busby, thank you for joining us.
Yes, hello.
We've only got about 4 minutes in this segment, but what is most important from your expertise that we should know?
Well, the radiation from this plant, we don't know exactly how much there is. We've been plotting the plumes from the various releases. Very hard to know how much is being released, but it's almost certain that in my opinion, that some of the pressure vessels at least have been breached, and radionuclides will have been coming out. And there's also the other extremely serious problem is that there's over 1,000 tons of mixed uranium and plutonium spent fuel in ponds, which normally where they're stored just to keep them from heating up. And these ponds seem to have become breached and the water's come out. So that smoke that you see coming off in the photograph, in the pictures from the reactors, that smoke is probably radioactivity, pure radioactive particles boiling out of these spent fuel ponds. And we've got over 1,000 tons of material there, I'm told by my informants, which was being stored there but should really have been taken to a secure facility. So that's the most dangerous thing. Well, anyway, the stuff's is presently being released, and it is contaminating the North Island of Japan. There's no question about that. We've been picking up signals of increased radioactivity from Tokyo. Now, the problem is this, that the radioactivity measurements do not actually show the amount of radioactivity there, because an awful lot of the material coming out, the radionuclides coming out, aren't detected by ordinary gamma radiation measuring equipment like Geiger counters. So particles of plutonium, for example, and there is plutonium in these ponds, these particles cannot be detected by Geiger counters. They're pure alpha emitters.
And that's what Dr. Bowman...
detected by Geiger counters is an isotope of hydrogen called tritium, of which there'll be a huge amount. They're flooding these reactors with water, and the material is being washed out by the water into the atmosphere, and tritium is a form of radioactive water with a half-life of about 12 years. And also there'll be another isotope called carbon-14. So various isotopes that just do not get detected by Geiger counters. So if you get a small signal on a Geiger counter, it's not fair, as they have been, to compare that to natural background radiation. There's a lot of invisible stuff there. Well, you know all this stuff is invisible. So what's going to happen is it's going to, if nothing gets worse, there'll be just continuous releases of radioactivity from these, from the fuel ponds and from the reactors themselves. And when the wind, and of course, you know, the wind is generally westerly, although it will be moving around a lot, the plumes will eventually come across America, and then it will come across the Atlantic and come across to Europe, and like Chernobyl, they will go all around the world circulation. The concentrations at the moment probably won't be enormously high, but they will certainly cause an effect. And the reason, and the most important thing you need to know is that when they say, when the authorities say that these levels of radioactivity don't cause harm, that is a lie. That is absolutely untrue.
Doctor, we've got a break. Stay there. I want you to recap and repeat all that. Talk about some of the other isotopes that are being released. That's what Dr. Bob Bowman said 3 days ago, is that Geiger counters only pick up a certain spectrum of this. And we also know the Japanese, USA Today has confirmed, are covering up the true radiation readings just with the regular Geiger counters. And so the Pentagon also has assets there. They're covering up as well.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Professor Christopher Busby comes highly recommended by Dr. Doug Rocky, who literally wrote the book for the Pentagon on DU effects. And he is a professor, a doctor of chemical physics. He is one of the leading experts in the world in studying the effects of radiation exposure, fallout. He's one of the chief advisors there for the BBC for his assessment of the radiation danger following the earthquake tsunami in Japan. He joins us for the next 40 minutes. And if you missed the last segment, he was talking about tritium being the number one thing that history shows is going to be released from this facility, and that normal detectors do not pick this up. So, sir, let's start from the beginning. Do you believe there's a cover-up, explosions, the 600,000 spent fuel rods stored there on top of the facilities, the reactor number 3, the Mark 1 MOX plutonium, uranium-based reactor ejecting rods into the air 3,000 feet, that's on record. The Japanese admit 2 of the internal containment live reactors have been breached. We're getting lots of conflicting reports. And the Pentagon, who's got assets all over the island, all over the Pacific, all over South Korea, is not giving us any data. USA Today confirms that Japan is not releasing the radiation readings from 2 of the regions or the states, the the prefectories, as they call them. So please cover that spectrum first. Then let's get into the fallout and the fact that a lot of this cannot be easily measured. Does the government then have, that's a lot of questions, have systems to be able to measure that?
Right, there's rather a lot of things, but I'll try and cover those. The late Professor John Goffman, who was an advisor to the Atomic Energy Commission in America, a very senior man, said in the 1980s that the nuclear industry is waging a war against humanity. This is another battle in that war. It's a battle for the truth. After Chernobyl, there was a consistent and continuous attempt to cover up the effects of Chernobyl, and this is still ongoing. The International Atomic Energy Agency took control of the World Health Organization in order to cover up the effects of Chernobyl, and they still are doing that. And you see the International Atomic Energy Agency talking down this accident at Fukushima, which is absolutely appalling. It's a catastrophe. The material coming out of the Fukushima site can be measured. I mean, many colleagues of mine are measuring increased radioactivity as far away as Tokyo, and which is some 150 kilometers south. And we have been plotting using the supercomputer, the NOAA in America, where these materials from the plant have been going from the beginning. And the plots agree with the measurements of radioactivity that we have been finding in various parts of Japan reported. Now, the problem is this, that these materials, about half of the material coming out of that plant is undetectable with a Geiger counter. So if you get a slight increase in Tokyo and it says there's four times natural background, what happens is that the nuclear industry stooges and the IAEA and the people who are trying to cover up the seriousness.
They prey on ignorance.
What they do is they say that this is acceptable because the limits are acceptable under the current risk model. But what you have to realize is that the current risk model is just completely wrong. It relates to external radiation exposure, like standing in front of the outside in the sun or being x-rayed or whatever, but it doesn't relate to internal radiation. And I'm sure you know from what Doug Rocky has been telling you that it's the internal radiation effects of uranium particles which are responsible for all these terrible things that are happening in Iraq and to the Gulf War veterans. And the same situation is developing here. The smoke that you see coming off in the pictures from those reactors, from the Fukushima reactors and from the fuel ponds where they're overheating and boiling, is smoke consisting of radioactive particles. These particles are invisible once they get into the air and they float about the place. They're not detected at all by Geiger counters because they are alpha emitters. In the case of tritium, it's a liquid gas, just like water, and it's a beta emitter, is not detected either by Geiger counters. So if there's a little increase in the millisieverts that are being measured in some place, you may be sure that associated with that is a very large number of very small particles that you will be inhaling, and that will certainly cause a significant increase in ill health, cancer, congenital malformations, a whole range of illnesses, the same ones that we saw after Chernobyl. Now, what will happen is there will be a cover-up after Fukushima. People will be dying all over the place there from cancer and other diseases, and they'll say, oh, well, you know, it's a result of exposure to the tsunami or the figures are wrong or whatever. The nuclear industry will make some way in which they can continue with their operation, which is basically polishing off the human race in small, bit by bit.
Well, Doctor, I made the statement yesterday, what is giant profits worth if your children die of cancer? What is the whole world worth if you lose your soul?
I agree with you. And it's worse than that because I've been studying in this regard the health effects in Iraq and in the Middle East. And those depleted uranium particles which float around the world are most concentrated in that area. And a study was carried out a year or two ago in Jerusalem which showed that the sperm count in the Israeli men was falling rapidly. And these people predicted, in this scientific paper, they predicted that if this continued at the same rate, by the year 2020, there would be no more Israeli people. It would actually finish off the Israeli people because they would be completely infertile. And this is a consequence, I believe, of the releases of these radionuclides, in this particular case, uranium in the Middle East. But now we have more radionuclides. And since 1955, when they started atomic testing, right through to Chernobyl and the releases from nuclear power stations, which we know cause childhood leukemia, these are, if you the outward signs of something that's happening to the genetic makeup of the human race, and the fertility will go down and down and down. There'll be more and more cancers, and eventually we will have polished ourselves off. And all because the nuclear industry wants to make money, and people invest in uranium shares, and they're determined to ensure that their uranium shares don't disappear, which of course they will do if the nuclear industry is knocked on the head as a result of this disaster at Fukushima. The uranium shares will just turn into dust in people's hands.
Doctor, let me back up what you're saying here. I've seen numbers in Western Europe and the maps, you know, as you pointed out, major studies, not just in Israel, but in Western Europe, France, the United States, Canada, who have a lot of nuclear reactors, Japan. We see an 85 to 87% sperm fertility drop. The sperm don't have tails. They don't have proper heads. Their genetics are very seriously damaged. And just CBS News reported a few months ago, all over Tennessee, Texas, wherever they've had these big nuclear weapons production facilities or the rod production facilities, clearly it's leaking into the water. And that's another reason, not just the 500 plus above air test done, 300 of which were done by the U.S. Themselves, that this is a clear connection, that they know that radioactive isotopes directly attack the sperm production centers in the male, the testicles. And here's another example. Pickering nuclear plant leaking radioactive water, AFP, and they say they released radioactive water into the lake in Canada, in Ontario, but they say this is not a problem. I mean, it's just ongoing. These people are killing us.
Well, you have to ask yourself why. I mean, are they just stupid, or is it perhaps, I mean, and there are people who believe that this is some method of trying to control the number of people on Earth. My own feeling is it's not that. I think they are just stupid. I've met these people at the very highest level on government committees. They have a very curious way of seeing the world. They try to see the world through mathematics. That's the problem. And if you see the world through mathematics, you have to exclude all the second-order observations. You know, you can only deal with rather simple problems.
They're doing one-dimensional mathematics.
You're right. They don't do joined-up thinking. And in fact, I met a neurophysiologist, a very famous neurophysiologist a few months ago, who said that the problem with the modern world is that it is driven by scientists who only use their left brain. And the left brain thinkers are very good at looking at very small, disconnected problems, but they don't seem to be able to add all of these things together to get to any reasonable conclusion. Physics is like that, you know. What it does is it tries to isolate problems in the laboratory and take away all the second-order effects and look at them under a microscope and then come to some conclusions. But the problem is that you can't then put all those facts back together and get back to reality.
Well, reality, as you know, Doctor, and the globalists even admit this is one of the problems with their system, they're looking at one simple system and the effect that that's going to have and not all the butterfly effects and endless ripple effects as it connects into everything else. But you give the example of the sperm count in Israel alone. I mean, this is a fact, and it's just like Israel using DU in Lebanon 4 years ago, even though the wind is mainly blowing south, right back on them. I mean, this is like a gun where you pull the trigger and it kills your enemy, but fires a delayed bullet right back at you.
Absolutely, and we saw that in particular with the Gulf War, where the United States went in there and shot all that uranium all over the place, and then there was that huge increase in ill health in their own, and also for infertility and congenital malformation in the children in their own population, in the soldiers who came back. It's quite extraordinary that they can continue to bury their heads in the sand and not recognize that they're destroying the human race with all this nuclear radiation and the radionuclides that they're dissipating into the biosphere. I mean, it is truly appalling. We have, incidentally, managed to interview the main man in the International Commission on Radiological Protection, Dr. Jack Valentin. And this video is on Vimeo, if anyone wants to look at it. If they put in Valentin Busby on Google, they'll find it on Vimeo, they'll find the video.
Dr. Busby.
Had an open meeting a year or so back. And this man, who's the scientific secretary of the International Commission on Radiological Protection, but who had just resigned at that point, met with me, and he admitted that
Well, I'll tell you what, Dr. Busby, we got to go to break. Stay right there. Come back and recap this key information you're giving us. Then let's look at fallout precautions.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Dr. Chris Busby is one of the leading chemical physicists in the world, one of the chief advisors to the BBC. He's also a professor. And Dr. Doug Rocky from Radiation Illness is too ill to come on. He is tough as nails, 30-plus surgeries. Many of his team have died just cleaning up DU, which is, again, gets inside the body. But Dr. Long segment coming up. This one's short. You got cut off by the break trying to give out some videos that people can watch and a top government regulator admitting something to you. Please continue.
Yes, no. You need to know that the risk model that the U.S. is using and every other country is using to estimate the amount of health damage you get from radioactive exposure is run the head man in the ICRP. His name is Jack Valentin, in Stockholm, 2009, April, and he'd just retired. And I did a face-to-face interview with him on video, which you can find on Vimeo.com. And if you type in Busby Valentin, that's probably the easiest place to find it. Valentin is V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N. Anyway, on this...
Sir, we'll post it. We'll post it on Infowars.com. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. In this talk that we had, he admitted that the risk model that's currently being used is inaccurate for internal radiation by a factor of up to 100 times, no, up to 900 times, 999 times, two orders of magnitude. And that's kind of what we're saying. So, and this would explain the effects from uranium that you see in the Gulf War. It would also predict that the exposures to the material from the Fukushima reactor will have a significant effect. You'll get increases in cancer, leukemia, all sorts of things. But they will be denied on the basis of the current risk model. That risk model is wrong. It's easy to show that it's wrong. And this is probably the greatest public health scandal of all time, because that is the operative model since about 1955. And it's been there just to save the nuclear industry and enable it to continue to make bombs,
Doctor,
and nuclear power and all the other stuff.
Doctor, many experts we've interviewed and many experts I see in the news are saying since Monday that this is a cover-up, that they believe meltdowns have already occurred, that the Japanese now admit that some of the cores, two of them, are exposed. What about the 640,000+ rods they admit were stored there, most of which were stored on top of the containment buildings and have been ejected into the atmosphere spectacularly when the Mark I MOX reactor at Reactor 3 blew up Monday?
Yes, absolutely. I agree with all of those things. In fact, I said this quite early on the British radio and television. I knew about the MOX. And incidentally, what a curious and stupid place to put your spent fuel on top of the reactor. I mean, it's almost asking for trouble to put it right on top of the nuclear reactor. Actually, the amount of radioactive fuel outside these reactors is greater than the amount that's inside the reactors. And if that melts down, which it can do, incidentally, if the plutonium melts down, we could have a nuclear explosion like they did have in Nyack in 1957, the famous Kishtim explosion, and that explosion created a wasteland of 350 square miles in Russia, which is still a wasteland.
Break down that incident for those that aren't aware of it.
In 1957, a waste tank in the Mayak facility exploded at Kishtim in Russia, and we didn't find out for several years that this had happened. And it blew radioactive waste, plutonium and so forth, over an area of 350 square miles, I believe, and created a wasteland, which anybody can see in the Russian film Stalker, incidentally, a very famous film by Andrei Tarkovsky. The background for the Stalker film is the wasteland of the Mayak facility, which is still fenced off and nobody can go in there because it's so radioactive.
Unbelievable. And continuing, we're about to go to break, but what would you do if you were on the West Coast? Most of the models, New York Times, U.S. Department of Energy, NOAA that you mentioned, say that the main plume is going to hit Los Angeles and then turn north along the mountain range. And that's just the first leakage from Friday. Days behind that is the more intense.
We've already put a signal out on the low-level radiation campaign website, LLRC.org. We're monitoring the situation. What we tell people to do is you have to stay inside. You have to drink bottled water. Please don't drink the milk. Seal the windows. Get hold of a Geiger counter. If there are any increases in radiation, get inside fast, okay? Because any increases in gamma radiation will signal the arrival of these particles, and it's the particles that you have to worry about, because one particle, when you inhale it, can get into the lymphatic system and cause trouble. Cause cancer, cause leukemia. The problem about external and internal radiation is that the particles deliver an enormous dose to local tissue. It's really simple. It's not rocket science. If you get a big dose from outside, you get so many tracks going through each cell. But if you inhale one single particle, you can get a lot more tracks just through the little tissue volume close to that particle. And that is the problem. That's a mistake that's been made by the ICRP, in which this guy Valentin now concedes to be a problem. And in fact, there was a British government committee set up just to consider this. It was set up by the British Minister for the Environment, Michael Meade.
All right, Doctor. Stay there.
And I was on.
Long segment coming up. We'll be right back with you, sir, to continue along that line.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today, and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Chris Busby is our guest. He is a chemical physicist, a chemist and a physicist. And everything he's saying dovetails with the research we've done with countless other researchers, physicists, chemists, medical doctors, radiation specialists, with the depleted uranium. They used thousands and thousands of tons of it in each war. Now they use it at local shooting ranges and proving grounds all over the world. They use it in Hawaii. They use it in Texas. Hundreds and hundreds of sites total. Just 20 years ago, they wouldn't dare. They had the Pentagon's own manuals that it was a Cold War emergency weapon that the Russians poured into Europe once nuclear war was already on. It has a 4-plus billion-year half-life. Now, they say, well, it doesn't put off a lot of radiation, though you shouldn't sit on the ammo can. But that's not the issue. It's that when you breathe it in and it aerosolizes when it hits targets, and when you fire it, it's on fire when it goes out of the M16, the 308, the 50 cal, the Abrams gun, the artillery. When you breathe it, it goes in and gets in your lungs and your lymphatic system and causes cancer. And this is admitted. The British Medical Journal, 12 to 15 times deformities in Fallujah alone. 4-time increase in our troops of congenital birth defects, cancers caused directly by it. They know, but they use it, which shows a brazen, psychopathic attitude. Now, we're talking about stuff much worse than DU now. We're talking about tritium. We're talking about uranium, plutonium. We're talking about all the things that all this waste spewing into the air touches now becoming radioactive in a chain reaction and blowing towards the West Coast. And Doctor, they've gone from denying that it would reach the Aleutian Islands today and then the West Coast tomorrow. And when that first low-level radiation hits from just the leak on Friday, they're going to spin and say, no big deal. But then
That's what they're going to say, because they're going to say that the radiation doses that you measure on using Geiger counters are only some fractionally higher levels than natural background radiation. Now, and that is the basis of the lie, and it is a lie that has resulted in the greatest public health scandal of human history, which began with the nuclear weapons testing in the atmosphere and produced the cancer epidemic, which began in the 1980s. Everybody has seen that cancer epidemic, and that is a consequence of the earlier exposure to the weapons fallout. Then we had the Chernobyl accident, which increased the levels of cancer, and now if you look at the cancer data, which I've been studying now for 20 years, it's just continuing to increase in all of the countries that keep data. And the reason for that is exposure to all of these materials that we've been talking about, mainly these particles, but other internal radionuclides like tritium, and like strontium-90, materials which bind to DNA. This is the point. Uranium binds to DNA, plutonium binds to DNA, strontium-90 binds to DNA. So they actually deliver their radioactivity. They deliver the electrons directly into the DNA, whereas external radiation, it delivers it into the body, and most of the energy is lost in the water, so you don't get such a high dose to the DNA. And this is why these internal radionuclides are very, very much more dangerous, and why they have resulted in this cancer epidemic, and as I said earlier, in the reduction in sperm count and therefore the decrease in fertility, so that all of the young people now who want to have children are running off and having IVF treatment and all sorts of peculiar treatments. I even heard about a situation where they can produce a child with three parents. So you have one cell, and you want DNA from the father and DNA from the mother and a cell from somebody else again.
So they destroy, just like the GMO companies destroy, the capacity of indigenous populations to grow their own natural food and then sell them Terminator seeds that they have to buy each year. Now, as the human genetic system's destroyed, then we have to go get artificial treatments to continue to reproduce, giving the scientific dictatorship control over reproduction and over the future of the species. I wanted to expand on something here with you, Doctor, along the lines of the radiation situation. What do the people in the establishment think? I mean, you say that some think it's population reduction, which a lot of top globalists have stated they want. But on the other hand, they're being affected by it as well. Is it just I mean, here's an example. During the early 1960s, dozens of high-powered hydrogen bombs were detonated in the upper atmosphere and in the Van Allen radiation belt, quote, just to see what it would do, just to show how crazy they were. And they thought that some of this might ignite the atmosphere and burn the entire Earth up, but they still did it. I mean, it seems like these are psychopaths.
I agree with you, you know, and in fact, the science, for me, the science is not as interesting as asking the question, why do people believe what they believe, and why in particular do these people believe what they believe? That is a very interesting question, and I think it has to do with the filtration of particular types of personality into the realm of science and physics. I think a lot of these people who I've met, they've become out of touch with reality. They kind of started as people who were shy, and so they wanted to try and control the world themselves and feel less fearful by dealing at home with mathematics, with things that they could understand, and trying to model the world in these curious mathematical arcane distracted ways. And they really are very out of touch with reality. I mean, I saw one guy, for instance, a chap I know quite well, who used to be head of research for British Nuclear Fuels in Sellafield. He was trotted out on the BBC to talk about how safe it was if this material came over. And, of course, he did what he was supposed to do and said how safe it was. But this guy I got to know reasonably well because he was on this government committee where we were discussing the effects of internal radiation. And I have to say that I think the chap is quite mad. He is completely detached from reality. He was a particle physicist to begin with and has turned himself into some kind of nuclear expert, which, of course, the people who run the nuclear industry like because they make money out of scientists like that. So there is a particular type of scientist who tells the government or the nuclear industry or whoever it is that wants to make money more or less what they want to hear. And so the people people who are running the show tend to believe this lot, and I think that has to be how it works, in some kind of personality filtration way.
Sure, doctor.
They're all different kinds of people, different kinds of personalities, and they do get filtered into different jobs, don't they?
Sure, that's the social engineer mastercraft, is picking different types that they study and track, and then putting them into certain specific areas so they don't see the larger system.
Okay, I think that's certainly true. It's what I've seen in my travels amongst the realms of the exalted.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So you've
anyway,
seen.
I mean, that is my message to the planet. Since this does go out into America, and the most important message that I have to give you all is that all of this is the same thing. The meltdown at Fukushima and the responses to it are the same as the meltdown, as the explosion in Chernobyl and the responses to that, and the various responses of the nuclear industry to the arguments based on science, on epidemiology, on many, many studies, that there have been huge increases in cancer and other ill health, in fact, destruction of the human genome following exposure to radiation. And all of this stuff has become the greatest public health scandal of all time. And it has to do with the difference in the way in which radionuclides are modeled, the difference between external radiation from an X-ray machine or from natural background radiation and internal radiation from a whole new range of substances that never existed
well, doctor,
prior to 1945, entirely novel in terms of evolution. And these substances are slowly killing everybody.
Yes, sir. Doctor, I want to shift gears into some other areas, but adding just a caveat to what you've said, I've interviewed countless medical doctors here, many of them who went through medical school in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. To find a child with cancer then was like finding a four-leaf clover. It was so rare that doctors would travel from thousands of miles to see them. Now there are children all over my neighborhood with cancer dying. They're all over the schools. You go out to the mall, you see them with their hair falling out from chemotherapy. You read them in the obituaries every day. We know cancers on average are up over 2,000%, even more statistically in children. And then you see the TSA with unmetered radiation systems. Scientists come out and say it's 20 to 50 times the radiation. They lie about it. Then we learn it's at least 10 times this week that they were covering it up and that it's frying the TSA workers who are standing around all day, but they think they can wave a magic wand of false, irrational exuberance and say, we're fine, this is safe. And it just shows almost a mass false confidence.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. It's very hard to understand how it goes on. It really is. There's a sort of groupthink involved in which these people just talk to each other and assume that everybody else is stupid. My belief is, in fact, that ordinary people are actually quite clever and they can usually figure out what's going on. And I see that that's happening in Japan, incidentally. Everybody's fleeing if they can. Nobody's believing the government and the credibility of the authorities has been decreasing consistently.
Well, that was my next question, doctor. That was my next question. Now we've got reports the Japanese are getting angry. We have no homes. The radiation is higher than what you said. How is, well, number one, we're now 6 days into this. The media is saying the point of no return may have been reached. They may fully melt down. A lot of experts believe that meltdowns have already occurred. They're covering up the real levels in those two states, in and around Fukushima, and the six stricken reactors, four that have blown up or are on fire. How do you statistically see this generally unfolding? How long could the disaster go on? Weeks? Months? How much?
This is a very good question. There are three possibilities, and two of them are very bad. The one that I think is likely to happen is one of those. Now, there's about 1,500 to 1,700 tons of mixed uranium and plutonium fuel there. My feeling is that the radiation levels will get so high that those guys will will either die or they will have to get out. And probably, they're not really doing an awful lot of good. From what I see, this is desperate nonsense. They may as well try and piss on those things in terms of trying to do anything, because there's huge amounts of plutonium and uranium there, getting hotter and hotter and hotter. So two things can happen. The first thing is that they can do the sort of China syndrome meltdown, and that's probably the best thing that can happen. So they will just melt down and fall through the ground, and a lot of bad smoke will come out. But it will mainly be confined to the North Island of Japan. So So a lot of stuff will come across the United States, but it won't be like huge amounts. But I tell you what, the main problem is that if the plutonium, which is much more critically able to produce neutrons and explode in what's called prompt fission, if that gets together in the bottom of a tank and explodes like in the Kishim accident, then it will be absolute nightmare for the globe, never mind about Japan. That stuff will go up into the atmosphere and it will get into the sea and it will float everywhere, and it's a really serious accident. I mean, much worse than Chernobyl. The amount of uranium that came out of Chernobyl in the explosion was 50 tons. We've got 1,700 tons, I'm told, in the spent fuel, and about 600 tons in the reactors themselves. And if they can't keep that stuff in, and it does go up in a nuclear explosion, it will be spread all over the planet, and that will be unimaginable, the consequences of that, unimaginable. So those are the two things. First of all, let's hope that it melts through the bottom of everything and goes into the ground and disappears downwards. At least that will produce an area that they can contain, so they can throw a fence around it, and they can call the North Island of Japan mankind's folly. And the sea will become contaminated, and the fish will be contaminated, and people can't eat them, and all the rest of it. The second one is the explosion, which we just keep our fingers crossed and hope to God doesn't happen. And the third one is they could just keep pouring water on it forever, and radionuclides will slowly leak out all over the place. But I don't think that's going to be possible myself. But I mean, I may be wrong. The trouble is, you know, we're in science fiction territory here. Nobody has ever actually been able to do. Nobody's ever done this before. This hasn't happened before anywhere. So we don't know what's going to happen. The calculations say that there'll be a China syndrome, you know, like that famous film. But we don't have any Hollywood actors to come and protect us as they did in the film. And in fact, the USS Ronald Reagan is, I think, steaming away as fast as it can go since it started to pick up radioactivity on it.
Well, Doctor, continuing along this line, you know, fully understanding where this is going, I don't think that this is something the nuclear industry is going to be able to spin. This is a bridge too far, and the fact that they've been trying to cover it up, I think, is going to be the death knell to their credibility, because we didn't have the Internet during Chernobyl or during Three Mile Island. A comment on that.
Yeah, and we didn't have Geiger counters either. After Chernobyl, so many Geiger counters were being sold on eBay that an awful lot of them are out there now. I mean, when Chernobyl was happening, I was here in Wales, and we got the radiation from Chernobyl came here. I couldn't afford a Geiger counter, and nobody else had one. But now everybody's got one, and I've got a laboratory here with several, and the Internet is there, and they're giving minute-by-minute readings from all sorts of sites all over the United States and Japan and everywhere else. So, yeah, they can't spin it on that level. But I tell you how they will spin it. What they'll do is they'll say that the doses are very much too low, just like I said before. So the number of millisieverts involved when it gets to America will be very low. And then when you do get an increase in cancer 5 years later, there'll be a big increase in cancer. They'll say, oh, well, it's because of there's an aging population, or they'll find some reason to say that the cancer has nothing to do with the exposure, just like they did with Chernobyl, where they were saying that cancer was caused by radiophobia. I mean, I was at a conference in Kiev in 2000 where the International Atomic Energy Agency was saying that cancer was caused by drinking vodka. So they will certainly have a go at spinning it. You can be sure of that.
They will certainly have a go at it. You can be assured of that. I mean, look, I have children, 3 of them, and I am in the realm of reality. That's why I told people Friday it was worse than they were saying, Saturday, Monday, the fuel rods hiding in plain view. It's in mainstream news that 600,000 fuel rods are there, that hundreds of thousands were stored on top of plants that blew sky high. And then they're not releasing the radiation information. The media made fun of people saying that radiation would come here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now they admit it's coming here, but the usual canned response of, oh, it's no big deal. You know, it's 3 or 4 times what you get from the sun. No, it's going into your body, ladies and gentlemen, and it's affecting your lifetime dose. We already get cancer because of the natural amount of radiation out there. And I've seen the studies of mummies in China, not just in Egypt. And cancer is unknown. These are real numbers. Cancer was almost unknown 150 years ago. And in the last 50 years, listen, I've got friends that work in the office whose girlfriends have died of cancer or dying. Kids dying at school. I mean, it's an epidemic, and elitist children are dying. And clearly, A big part of this is the dioxins and the mercury in the vaccines, but the big driver from the studies I've seen is the radiation, the runoff from the plants, the runoff from the weapons plants, and they're killing us. And look at America, the biggest, you know, nuke site in the world after Russia, highest cancer rates. Then they lie and say, well, we're living longer. Actually, the U.S. population numbers have gone down, and they don't tell you that fetal birth rates, babies dying, that number's gone down. On average, about 30% of children 100 years ago would die from complications. But if you made it past 5, if you look at the numbers and average those out, the average person lived past 85. Now with men, it's about 73. Women, it's 76. And then they have all these advanced technologies to keep you alive for 20 years when you start getting sick at 55, but it's unnatural. We'll talk about that with Dr. Busby, website greenaudit.org, an amazing individual. All of his information integrates with my own research and the countless physicists, doctors we've interviewed. I believe, and I know, this is a eugenics operation by design. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Yeah, but 300-mile area in Russia is still uninhabitable because of a fuel rod explosion. What do you think is going to happen if there are huge, and we don't know, it could have already happened with the cover-up that's going on. What's going to happen to Tokyo 150 miles away from Fukushima? Now, most of it's going out to sea. But as the wind changes and blows over that disaster site, it is almost incalculable what is going to happen. Dr. Christopher Busby is our guest for just a few more minutes. He is a chemical physicist. Sir, in the time we have, what can we do? Obviously put pressure on the government. We know the Pentagon's out there getting readings. They're not telling us. They just moved the ships back 200 miles. There's clearly a cover-up going on here. What can we do to try to deal with this? I mean, here's an example. Here in Austin, they have an experimental reactor and a second reactor at the J.J. Pickle Center. It's been there for decades, and I tell the average Austinite about it, and I'm concerned about it, and they laugh at me. There's almost like an inbred, gibbering, giggling, pre-programmed psychological compulsion program to giggle.
Yes, that's right. You're right about that. I've noticed that as well. They giggle. That's true. This guy I was telling you about, he always giggles when it's giggling, incidentally, it's kind of like a denial thing, you know, because their mind sort of switches off and all the cogs start meshing in such a way, so they giggle. A very interesting response there. I agree. Listen, here's what you can do. The point is that you have to destroy the current belief in the government, in their risk model. There is an alternative risk model out there, which my colleagues and I started working on in 1997. And you can find all this stuff on the website of the European Committee on Radiation Risk, which is euradcom.org. And most of the stuff I do now is actually on the website of the Low-Level Radiation Campaign. So that's llrc.org. You'll find a lot of my stuff on Green Order, but frankly, I'm working so hard on all these things these days, but I don't have time or money to, you know, keep the Green Audit website up to date.
Well, let me throw this at you real fast. They now literally hundreds of studies admitting that cell phones are causing brain tumors, and that it's microwave radiation, that it vibrates the DNA in the brain tissue and changes it. That's another example.
Well, that's right, but the way in which that works is by modulating ionizing radiation. We're getting together a very big study to show this. What happens is that just like you wiggle the electrons in a TV cathode ray tube, the electrons that are produced from the ionizing radiation, from the plutonium, from all that stuff, they get wiggled by the cell phone radiation, and you always have some of those in your body from natural background radiation, you know, from the normal natural background stuff in your body, potassium 40 and so on. So if you phone on the cell phone, what happens is the microwave electromagnetic radiation that goes into your tissue and causes those electrons to wiggle more, and that produces more energy and increases your ionizing radiation dose. We believe that is the origin of these increases, which are very real, incidentally.
Well, they've now admitted that brain activity increases when you're on a cell phone.
Yes, well, that's because it gets heated up. That's just because what happens is that as you wiggle the electrons, you heat up the material, just like you heat up in a microwave cooker, you heat up your food. Same, it's the same thing.
Unbelievable that this is going on, but I don't think that the nuclear power industry is going to really be able to survive this.
I hope so. I sincerely hope so, but I didn't think it was able to survive Chernobyl, and it did.
And I've seen a lot of the modern greenies, briefly, now coming out saying nuke is the answer. They want neighborhood nukes they say are safe.
No nukes are safe, Alec. No nukes. I mean, just operating normally, they produce loads of radioactivity, which goes in. And we see childhood leukemia near all the nuclear plants in Germany, and incidentally also all the nuclear plants that I've studied, several of those. You get increases in childhood leukemia, and those are like a miner's canary. So if the childhood leukemia is going up, it means the DNA is being damaged, and that's in the parents as well. So we
all
also
right.
find increases in breast cancer. Very
absolutely. Dr. Busby, out of time. Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking in the near future. Thank you for your information.
Okay, cheers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.